Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, a Florida man committed a crime, according to Fox 45, and then ran to police afterwards because he needed some help. That is not the way you do this. Police officer in Coconut Creek arrested an accused burglar on Monday. He asked for help after running away from one of his victims. Terry Jennings of Pompano Beach ran up to police officers asking the officer for help. The officer was stopped at a stoplight. And the officer quickly determined that Jennings was fleeing from a resident because the resident found him trying to break into his home in South Creek. And so police searched Jennings. They found all kinds of stuff in his pockets that he could not explain. And apparently he'd also stolen things from a car that was left unlocked in the area. So a woman came forward. She told police that she caught Jennings on one of her cameras trying to break into her car, but it was locked. So he was arrested and booked in Broward County Jail on charges of car burglary and attempted car burglary because he did burglarize one car. He was scared of her. Makes me wonder why was he so he ran. He felt he didn't run away. He ran to a cop and asked for help. What was happening? I feel like there's a missing part of the story. What was happening in the situation that this man felt like he needed to get away from this woman? Maybe, maybe he came across one of them crazy ladies. I don't know. A Florida man was arrested because he was hurling chicken at his sister during an argument. He threw two pieces of chicken at his sister and threw his own backside in jail on a domestic battery charge as a result. They got into a fight. His name is Kanye Medley, 20. No relation to the other Kanye. He was taken into custody on Monday. Clearwater police booked him on a domestic battery charge. He and his sister got into a fight at their Clearwater residence, and they started exchanging words. He grabbed a bag of chicken from her and began throwing the chicken at her. And it was from Church's Chicken, which is also down the road. You can be disrespecting the perfectly delicious chicken that way? Because that's some good chicken. Church's Chicken is good chicken. Why are you going to be throwing Church's Chicken? Why are you wasting the chicken? The chicken didn't do anything to you. So he's in jail now. He was taken to jail on battery. The Sub 2K with Kel-Tec. I don't know if you've... I mean, you should have checked this out. You should have checked it out at some point. But the Sub 2K from Kel-Tec is an awesome 9mm carbine. I have the previous iteration of this. But the new one, the Gen 3, is shipping now. And it has a lot of upgrades on it. First and foremost, you don't have to detach your favorite optics on it anymore just to fold it in half. Previously, you did. You would have to take your optics off and store them and all that because you don't have to do that now. It's just this simple twist and fold, patent pending foreign. You can just twist it, turn it, and it immediately folds everything, optics and all, right in half. And it also just as quickly and easily deploys it too. Which is really nice. It's just great. Like if you're going hiking, you're going out and you want to, space is a priority. The 9mm carbine Sub 2K Gen 3 is perfect for that. Also takes Glock mags. Glock 19s fit flush. The mags for Glock 19, I have Glock 19, fits flush. Also, they have redesigned mechanics for that trigger as well. Lightened 5-pound pull. That translates to improved accuracy. The action's updated. It's easier to rack. The internal buffer means softer recoil. This is just a great carbine. I really like the Sub 2K. I think you got to have one in your personal collection. I would recommend the Gen 3 because I'm lazy and I don't want to take my optics off. Just be honest about it. It's Kel-Tec, made in Florida, family-owned values, family-made at their best. You got to check it out online yourself. KeltecWeapons.com, the Sub 2K Gen 3, KELTEC, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Well, look, yeah, I mean, I back in January, I endorsed him. I think it's really important that we win this election, and I reiterated that to him. We're going to be active in a variety of capacities throughout the rest of the year to help, not just the top of the ticket, but all around the country, and particularly in Florida with some of the key issues we have to deal with. But a lot of it was just connecting about things. I mean, look, he's a dad. He's got a kid going to college. I'm a dad. I've got three young kids in the household. He's concerned about how my wife was doing. Obviously, she had a cancer scare a couple years ago. So it was just a good meeting and a good conversation. conversation. But he understands the importance of this election. He understands the damage that Biden is doing. And I think you would see 180 degree different policies if we're able to win in November, which is important that we do.
DeSantis is class. He is 1,000,000% class. And by the way, I can't think of a better way to bum out the left going into the summer than, you know, that meme of DeSantis and Trump and like two dudes shaking hands, like coming together. That's something that's going to make the left really depressed. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. We told you that they met on Sunday talking about fundraising and DeSantis is because, you know, 2024, November, not that long away, y'all. We're getting into it now. We're in it now. I know that like the election season seemed long, but that's just because the primary started so early. But we are in it now. And I just think he's pure class. And I got to say, I like it. You know, people get into squabbles and all of that stuff during politics. The people who are true pros and the people who are emotionally mature enough to handle it are those who don't take it personally and remember, you know, who their actual allies and their friends are and those who don't. And the ones who don't, those are the trash people that you just discard by the wayside. So this is class. It's like a Republican Voltron coming together. I have said this for so long, isn't it? Right? Form the arms and legs. No, form the head. And then, like, my favorite part of the Voltron is I loved that show when I was a kid. And I had, like, the smaller Voltron and I had the bigger Voltron because all my cousins got me one of the cats one year. Each cousin got me a cat. And I had the whole thing. And you remember Voltron would be up in the air and then his feet would rah, rah, and then his hands would rah, rah, because they're the cats, right? Was it a lion roar? I never understood it, but they did.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just, it's Voltron. That's all you need to know. It's amazing. And oh man, gosh, that was whenever Voltron came together. Seriously, think about it. You guys know, I still get chills. I get chills thinking about it now. Any episode, he's getting ready to fight the boss. And, you know, because Voltron collectively all together is a he. It's just this. Yeah. And when they all come to, I mean, everybody, they all bring their specific skill sets. And they all come together to make Voltron. They're powerful in their own right, individually. But they're unstoppable when they're all together. And oh man, you knew when Voltron, all the cats were coming together, somebody was getting a whooping and you could not wait. And it's that anticipate. I get, gosh dang, I got chills right now thinking about it. It's so inspiring. I loved it. Oh, my word. And they come together. And I love, by the way, how all the bad guys stop fighting with Voltron and the cats long enough for Voltron to form and to monologue about it the whole time.
Thank
right?
God.
Yeah, thank God. Heavens. Like, you know, I loved it.
Voltron. That was my second
Defender.
Anime as a kid. You know what my first anime was?
What?
Speed Racer.
Oh, that's all right.
But growing up in the United States in the 70s and into the 80s, that's literally the only anime we ever had was Voltron and Speed Racer.
I never thought about it. Voltron is actually anime.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Look at that. But that was, activate interlocks. I don't even know what that is, but I remember it, right? Dynatherms connected. What is that even? I don't know, but it means somebody's getting whooped. That's what it means. Infracells up. What? Don't even know, but someone's going to get their ass beat. The mega thrusters are a go. Mega thrusting to whoop you down. That's what it is. Oh my gosh. Man alive. That's some inspiring stuff this Friday, is it not?
How old are the people that don't know about Voltron?
You know about Voltron, don't you, Steve?
What?
Wait a minute.
You're in your late 20s.
Stop the show.
You're in your late 20s.
Stop the show.
Juan is shaking his head, too. He doesn't have a clue.
Like, wait, he's disappointed that Steve doesn't know, or Juan doesn't
know?
No,
that Juan also doesn't know and has never heard of Voltron.
Well, oh.
Wait a minute.
I know it's Friday, guys. Bear with me. Hold up, because this has actually influenced me to a egregious degree, Voltron, as a child.
Holy cow, we're that old.
Or they are just that un-American. I am shocked. I know it's anime. Shut up.
At what age did you guys watch, like, For example, what age were you watching that show? Your
I was in elementary school. I don't know.
So what, eight, seven, eight?
It was in the 80s. It would have been in the 80s, so I would have been like early teens.
Okay, I'll say 10.
Like seven
I was 10 in 2005, so you put that together.
Well, I mean, still, I mean, there's reruns. If Voltron was running.
Steve could be my accident brother. So Voltron, because you guys don't know, I can't believe we're having to, oh my gosh. I bet everybody in the chat's dying right now.
Right?
Because everybody knows Voltron. My kids know Voltron. Well, it's because I'm their parent. They're probably not. Your kids know Voltron, Kane.
Yeah, they absolutely know Voltron.
Yeah.
They know they were first introduced to all the animes. When they started showing me animes, then I'm like, well, you want to see some OG animes? Here we go.
And then you blew their
minds.
And
then I blew their minds.
That's my favorite. Like, yeah. I take it and raise you a Voltron. And then they're like, what? Larry, our listener, said he was 42 in 2005 and he didn't know about Voltron.
What?
Larry? Larry and Steve and Juan are going to have to go to Voltron school.
Man.
And everyone else out there. Oh, man. Wasn't this? So, first off, you have the team of five. And they all. Shut up, Juan.
The body, the arms, the legs, and the
head. They all had a cat, and then they all came together to form Voltron.
Right.
And Voltron protects the
universe.
But a specific planet. And then there's the King Zarkon, and he fights, and they got all the body. And wasn't Voltron from Golion?
Was it?
I think so.
Was it? I don't know.
See, this is where me being seven or eight at the time kicks in.
I think that was a different thing. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. But, it was. And they would fight. And they had, we can't play the theme. Or we'll get totally kicked with a copyright, won't we?
Will we?
I think so.
If you give it to me, I can play it.
If Steve plays it.
Steve can play it. Steve, I'm going to need the Voltron theme. It's Friday. Because, guys, you need to understand America. I know it's Japanese. Shush up. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody coming together for the good of the country. It's the Voltron politics strategy. I've been talking about this for like a decade. I've been saying this forever. People are now repeating it. It is the Voltron strategy for winning elections. Everyone brings their skill set. Now, the simulcast, they're not getting it, but we're playing it right now.
How did we get
the
here?
The Legend of Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Doesn't matter. We're here now.
Loved by good, feared by evil. So great.
This is good audio.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing audio. This dude's voice. I wanted to leave my voicemail grading.
His voice reminds me of Captain Crunch.
I bet he's probably dresses like Burt Reynolds. He sounds like it. I just want to hear them form the all the cats come together and form Voltron. Here it goes. The five pilots. It's like better than Transformers.
It is.
I said, okay, golly, this is like way earlier.
I know,
like,
we have to apologize to the TV audience.
The TV people have no idea what's going on. They're like, why is she just talking? We're playing the Voltron theme that we can't play on the simulcast because we'll get our asses
sued. Can Juan even show what Voltron looks like on the
screen? Yeah, we can't. We'll get dinged for a copyright violation. But just get to where they're like, they form it, because that's the part where all the kids, I would stand up in my living room watching this and I'm like, yes, if you didn't do that, I literally would raise my arms and feet up.
And didn't they like create a sword out of nothing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the blazing sword.
Yeah. The blazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sword.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. And it was like, he literally formed it out of the ether.
Talking about Juan saying there's Voltron indoctrination going on right now.
Yeah, just get me to where they formed the Voltron, Steve. Just get me there. Just get me there, because that's what Trump and DeSantis are doing right now.
People can tell it's Friday.
And yeah, they can tell it's Friday. And also, I'm really trying to drive this point home, because I see people who are like some of the hardcore. And I like DeSantis in the primary. You guys know that. I will literally steamroll your grandmother over to win. I'm not even joking. If they're like, Danny, you got to roll over this old lady to win in November. Okay.
Oh, I got it.
Danny, care.
Oh, he's got it?
Go play it. Play
it. All right.
Woo! Yes.
There it is.
I don't know what the hell an interlock.
Dinotherms.
Megathrustress. Gosh.
Still, the TV audience is just watching you do like mime.
They have no idea. It's the Voltron thing. We can't play it on simulcast. We'll get sued. They're forming it right now. It's so flipping amazing. Oh my gosh. I had every one of these. And see, now they're all coming together and he's going to narrate. Like you would in any respectable anime. Form feet and legs. The cat's coming together. Arms and. There you go.
Arms and body.
And here it comes. It's forming right now. Like the head.
Right.
And then he's like, the cats are growling. His hands are growling. His feet are growling. And then he does the blazing sword. And oh my gosh.
I want to find out who's watching this.
It's amazing.
And not hearing the Voltron theme.
They're not hearing the Voltron theme. And they're like, what is the matter with her?
How do they feel about these last few
minutes? She's on drugs. She's on drugs. Do you know that because we can't play certain things on the television simulcast, people watch it and they're like, is she high? I'm not even kidding. Like, that happens. Oh, man. Yeah, Voltron was the best. Oh, yeah, there was the car Voltron. I know. It was the car Voltron as well. But, man, I'm telling you, Voltron was the be-all, end-all. If you had to pick between JoJo and Voltron, Kane.
Oh, man.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is a fabulous.
It
as
is.
Soon as you get over the... In the first episode, oh gosh, the dudes, cars.
Oh, yeah. My thing, the difference between the two is that there's like a million episodes of JoJo.
Yeah.
And there's only.
And Araki's a genius. They're all named after 80s.
There's
stuff.
A consumable amount of episodes of Voltron.
Yeah. But if you had to pick, only one can exist.
I don't know. I'd like, you know what? I don't know. As a kid, when I saw it, and we were lucky enough, by the way, in St. Louis, because not every city had a Voltron. Played at their local broadcasts. It was Coppler that allowed it for television in St. Louis.
Coppler.
So there were a lot of cities that probably didn't get Voltron like we did. So we were lucky enough to do it. But as a kid, I'm not sure if I've seen every episode, even though I tried my hardest. So I would probably choose Voltron.
Yeah, I probably would too.
So you can,
but I mean,
you can watch those old episodes on Peacock. That's what it says. And the new,
really?
There's apparently a newer version of Voltron that's on Netflix.
No, it sucks.
But there's you can watch all the old ones on Peacock.
No, I ain't watched. The newer one sucks. It's horrible. The newer one is the no, it's trash. It's a trash baby.
I haven't seen it, so I can't call it a trash baby.
I saw like one teaser and I was like, bleh, next.
No, I'm willing to give all the anime a chance at some point.
No, if it looks bad, then I will judge it harshly within the first 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds. And if you can't sell it in 10 seconds, bye. Not going to happen. We did this whole segment on Voltron and anime. People are dying across the country right now.
A little bit of politics. Felt good.
I got to tell you guys, who was it that we had somebody that came over to us and they're like, hey, we would like for you to do a podcast that's like not related to politics. Basically, they wanted me to do a podcast that was about politics, but not about politics. And I was like, okay, let's do it on anime and music. And they were terrified. Like, what? No. And that was it. We had one meeting. They're like, run. What kind of interest do you have? Like, I guess they thought I was going to talk about like shopping or something like that. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Apple has announced the largest ever $110 billion share buyback. This from CNBC, as iPhone sales have dropped by 10%. Their fiscal second quarter earnings were just a little slightly higher than Wall Street expectations reported, but overall revenues down 4%. iPhone sales are falling by 10%. Is it just because people aren't buying the latest iPhone anymore? Like, what's the Yeah, I mean, it's inflation and all of that, too. But that's always been, like, I feel like one of the last things that's been hit. You know what I mean? Additionally, the border agent on horseback who was falsely accused of whipping migrants in Texas has been awarded for his service. He ought to be. He really should be. This Border Patrol agent, you guys remember all of that when they said that, oh, people were whipping the agents, or the agents were whipping the people trying to cross with they had whips and they were actually horses reins. So the agent was recognized. He received an award for his intelligence work on human smuggling cases. Good for him. He ought to. In fact, they all ought to receive a presidential apology. Britney Spears got into a fight with her boyfriend at Chateau Marmont. The ambulance was called. She walked out in her underwear and a blanket. She apparently is now home and safe. All the people who were like, free Britney, now do you see why she needed a conservatorship? They said she's in fear of going broke, and she apparently is, you know, she didn't look well. And this study, which is trash, it says if you like loud cars, you might be a psychopath. Now, this is what gets me. I think this is a sexist study because they say that it's all about men. Men who like noisy cars are more likely to be psychopaths. And they get a kick out of watching people get startled. What about people who do stupid surveys like this and leave out women who, I love loud cars. I have a loud car. I have a super loud car. It is a loud car that goes, it is one of those. It puts hair on your chest, even if you're a woman when you drive it. And I don't know why women were left out of this. That makes me mad, right? No. No, I wax it. I don't, but you know what I mean. But they said that researchers wanted to understand. Now, who does this? Who does this? They wanted to understand whether or not there was a link between loud automobiles and the dark personality traits. They said that there's Machiavellian controlled manipulation. Oh, shut up. You people are so stupid. They looked at 529 participants, and they're like, yeah, men like the louder cars. And I think that the researchers who did this are a bunch of giant pansies who all pee sitting down. All of them, men included. So this is interesting. This is kind of a retread of the Ghost Army. You guys remember we talked about that before. World War II, it was a psyop that the U.S. Army did on Germany. And they actually had employed a lot of people from Hollywood in order to fake out the Nazis so that Patton could cross and get into Germany. But now they've released, the U.S. Army has released a mysterious Ghost in the Machine recruitment video. It's basically Ghost Army 2.0. It's information psychological warfare. And so they're trying to apparently recruit people for that. And the people who have no idea about the Ghost Army are acting like this is a brand new thing. This is called Ghost in the Machine 2. And they posted this weird video online using the actual Ghost Army logo back in the day. And they said that the Army Special Operations Command and Special Forces recruiters hope that it'll inspire new recruits to come into an often unseen and little known job. You know what? You're not going to have any new recruits so long as you have commanding officers who are dudes who tuck and wear skirts and wear lipstick and make you call them by fake unscientific pronouns. You're not going to get anybody who's going to sign up as long as you keep using the military as a social experiment instead of a fighting force.
There's no introduction that really is needed here. I have a special guest, as you can see. Mark Hamill has decided to join us on this wonderful Friday, and I am really excited to turn it over to Mr. Hamill.
I'm sorry, guys. Here we go.
How many of you had Mark Hamill will lead the press briefing on your bingo card? Hands?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say a bunch of, like, you know, just, you know, stereotypical statements that have, like, been said so many times over the years that, you know, bingo card, check, how do fellow kids? Gosh, I'm going to cringe to death. Can you cringe to death?
I think so.
Died by cringing. Wasn't the vax, it was the cringe. Welcome back to the program, top of the third hour. We had to see this on break, so we're sharing the burden. You owe us that much. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. You can also watch the simulcast on channel 347 DirecTV. We're on X, Rumble, all that good stuff. And YouTube. You know why Kane, I wasn't even paying attention, and Kane's over there. You know why he's there, right? Like, what do you mean? Who? You know why Mark Hamill's there, right, at the White House press briefing?
Good God, do I sound like that, really?
You're like, you know why he's there, right? What'd you tell me? Because tomorrow?
Tomorrow is May 4th, and may the 4th be with you.
Mark Hamill is overrated. He's a voice actor. And he was the worst part of Star Wars. Oh, I said it. He was the Natalie Portman of the original sequels. Oh, yes, he was. That's You're not my dad.
He's on a first name basis, though, with the president.
If I was Vader, I'd want to kill him. At any point, Vader, you could have just. So now he's wearing. He is so high on his own farts. Like, he's getting life from the kids liking his voice acting abilities, right? Because isn't he Joker and some other. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. And so he acts like it. That's, I think, half of the cringe is because he is unaware of how obvious it is that he is so high on this and loves himself. He is such a jackass to people online. He is so ignorant. I will say at least Stephen King has a body of work. Granted, he can't end a story properly and he gives up 3/4 of the way through. Whatever. You know, oh, I'll just finish it with a big spider. That's it, a big spider. Eh, not going to explain the deadlights. Bye, everybody. Do a whole series on it. Never actually explain it. I mean, at least he's got, you know, at least he tried, right? Whereas Mark Hamill just, he's still living on the Star Wars. We'll play the other one. This is, this will kill you. Yeah, this is going to.
He's on a first name basis with the president.
It's going to hurt. Go ahead. Mm.
Well, you know, I called him Mr. President. He said, you can call me Joe. And I said, can I call you Joe B-1 Kenobi?
It took a beat for the whole assembled reporters, all the reporters to go, oh, that's a fun. Oh. They're looking around to see if other people are laughing. Everyone's doing the same thing. Looking at each other. Mm-hmm. It's so awkward, isn't it? He's a horrible actor.
What makes us even worse is that we see all of the unrest going on, obviously, all over the campuses. We just got the jobs report out today that was
everything's just horrible,
anorexically low. And this is what they're doing. They're touting out this little Hollywood, if you can even call them that.
Yeah. Vegas Larry noted that Joe doesn't even have anything on his diary today except to go to Delaware Beach House later. And then they're bringing on Mark Hamill because tomorrow's May 4th. They should have had, you know what, if you're going to do it right. Bring on Justin Timberlake on April 29th. Right. Guess what, guys? Tomorrow, it's going to be meh. Right.
April 30th, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, just, you know, do it properly. Do it properly. But that's their priorities. I just can't get over how cringe it is. He is so, if you've never experienced Mark Hamill being a jerk to you on Twitter, then you have never been on Twitter or X because he's been so rude to so many people. And that's why I'm just like, meh.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.